You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's time for us to jump right into the radio obituaries, because you know it's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. I shared with one of the members of our ever-embickening staff today that the backlog is sitting around 70 obits right now. And that's after, that is after whatever we do tonight. So, you know, we're going to be working these a lot in the coming weeks, just so you know. But before we get into that, you know, I got to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. And then I'm also going to remind myself to say thanks to Vince over at themusicsover.com for everything he does for us all year long. And at this point, I'm going to hand you over to a special guest for the initial radio obituary.
The initial radio obituary is for George the Animal Steele, a professional wrestler, actor, school teacher, and coach. Born William James Myers in Detroit, Michigan, he found his calling in professional wrestling in the early 60s, inhabiting several identities and personas before achieving his greatest career success as the green-tongued, turnbuckle-chewing, unpredictable, monosyllabic mat maniac George the Animal Steele. Steele challenged the top names in the squared circle throughout his long career, including Bruno Sammartino, The Sheik, Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan, Randy Macho Man Savage, and many more. Campaigning for decades as a hated bad guy or heel, he was usually managed by classy Freddie Blassie, but he eventually became accepted by the fans as a goofy but lovable hero, managed by the guiding light, Captain Lou Albano, for the balance of his career. After his in-ring career ended, Steele worked behind the scenes in the WWE as an agent and even dabbled in acting, receiving rave reviews for his portrayal of fellow wrestler Tor Johnson, the Super Swedish Angel, and director Tim Burton's eponymously entitled biopic Ed Wood. He was a major supporter and a proud inductee into the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame and the WWE Hall of Fame. And on a personal note, I met George Steele a few times over the years, and I even worked on one of the last shows that he ever wrestled on. He was always cool, friendly, funny, and very welcoming, the farthest thing possible from his maniacal ring persona. He just passed away this week at age 79. It's the initial radio obituary for George the Animal Steele, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Give it back to George. Give the hook the boot. Give it back to George Steele. There's nothing that that man will not do. Yeah.
They're moving into the corners now. And we're going to go up to the ring announcer, Knuckles O'Doul.
Good morning, women and gentlemen. And welcome to Big Time All-Star Championship Wrestling from Boston Arena. Before we begin with this morning's championship bout, let me tell you about next week's card.
Thank you. have impressed the history of rock and roll with Captain Lou Albano. What about you, Vince?
Oh, that man can sing as well as eat.
I'll tell you what, it didn't sound to me like he was strumming the rubber bands. It sounded like he was chewing on them.
I'll tell you, I was impressed. Give me a break, Jesse.
Give you a break? Who could produce something like that?
Wait a minute, I believe I've got it here on paper. Vince McMahon, who is this?
Mona Flambe.
Mona Flamboyant produced that?
No, but speaking of flamboyant, that takes us to our next artist.
And it's gotta be the heavyweight champion of the world, the group, the World Wrestling Federation All-Stars. Here it is, Hulk Hogan's theme coming up.
Yeah.
And by the way, we want to thank our very own Ambassador Feelgood, Scott Cornish, for helping out. Not helping out, running that radio obituary. He's the best, in case you hadn't noticed. A true certified genius. Somebody should really post that certificate over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, if you ask me. The post-initial radio obituary is for Dayton's own, Dayton, Ohio, that is, Walter Juni Morrison. He was the writer, keyboardist, vocalist, and founder of the legendary funk band The Ohio Players. He was the brainchild behind the hits Pain, Pleasure, Ecstasy, and the often sampled Funky Worm. He released three solo albums after he left the group in 74, went on to join George Clinton's Parliament Funkadelic. And then he also had his own label later in life, Juni Funk. Juni Morrison just passed away at 62. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Here it comes, it's coming to get you. The rattlesnake. Rattlesnake, we'll be right back.
nice mermaid I done seen around here in years, I guess. Now listen here, you got anything against dolphins? I can't ski. Can we go somewhere? Anywhere, I don't care. Ever since I came through the door, and
radio obituary is for Will Stewart, friend of the show and of many listeners that we have here tonight, I'm sure. He was a local writer in the Ann Arbor, Michigan area, a singer, guitarist, and record store owner. He wrote for the Ann Arbor News for a near a decade, probably over a decade. He had bands, including the, what was that? The Yipsitucky Colonels and Corn Daddy. And he also was the owner-operator of Rubber Soul Records. Will Stewart just passed away at 62. Many people know him through the NRBQ fan base. We'll miss him a lot. But it's the next radio obituary for Will Stewart right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Said it was her lucky day. Didn't understand what would make her say that. Now I think I'm beginning to see. Got a check in the mail and a goal in the game. Doctor said we're all gonna be okay. So Friday the 13th, that's alright with me. It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
Friday the 13th, that's alright with me. Spent the day out in the woods. Friday the 13th, it's alright with me. sound so big and black. I'd love to see those crows come back to town. I know Edgar Allan couldn't stand the sight, but I tend to think things are getting all right with 1, 2, 3, 4 crows walking on the ground. It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Friday the 13th, it's all right with me. Spent the day out in the woods and the night right in your arms. Friday the 13th, it's all right with me. I've never been one to believe in fate. Nothing much happened just because of the day. And you can take it from me. I know luck is what you make it, so hustle while you wait. You just can't tell when it might be too late. Friday the 13th, it's all right with me. It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Friday the 13th, it's all right with me. Spent the day out in the woods and the night right in your arms. Friday the 13th, it's all right with me. I said it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Friday the 13th, it's all right with me. Spend the day out in the woods and the night right in your arms. Friday the 13th, it's all right with me. I say Friday the 13th, it's all right with me.
The Cleanup Radio Obituary. Yes, I know there is one. The Cleanup Radio Obituary is for Al Jarreau, the jazz vocalist who earned 7 Grammys, the only vocalist to ever win in 3 different categories, in his case, jazz, pop, and R&B. He started singing in high school, performing in a jazz trio with George Duke, and by the early 70s was performing in top clay on TV show The Dinah Shore Show, Mike Douglas, Merv Griffin, and The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. He went on to release 16 studio albums, more live records. Al Jarreau just passed away at 76. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You look at me, start my heart a room, and I can see it makes no difference to you. See you with another guy. Oh, oh, oh. I didn't know I meant so little to you. Pretty baby, though you're leaving, I can't help loving you. No, I can't disguise.
Oh, you won't want again again. Now you won't want again again. Now it was a hot, sticky morning round the 4th of July. The breeze was standing still. I'm hanging out by myself and I'm having a good time with the folks inside of my head. And you know, Lord, how you did lovely things. See, time's my head is lighter than it's ever been. And anyone who's ever had sweet potato, really don't want again again. No, you won't want again again. Cause it don't taste right and all of the hair. Sit down, boy, with your silks and braided hair. Don't you let nobody fool you with no imitation, nothing. Tell them, say, uh-uh, buddy, I've been there. Listen, mama, when you finally walk on in, don't forget to bring along your sweet potato tea. When you serve him a slice of your sweet potato sin, girl, it won't want again again. Really won't want again again. Now, I took a trip down to Sissy. She's a friend of mine. She smiled and asked me in. Well, she drew a box and a big fancy question mark. Say, brother, which one is you in? Told her, sister, don't worry about them, you going blind. You just sit in the wagon and hold on to the line. Cause anyone who's ever had sweet potato pie don't want sweet no pumpkin again. Really don't want sweet pumpkin. Sweet. Good God, I saw the gates golden pearl. Set me right down in a dream. Oh, you old friend, I'm thinking some milk and honey and a pot stew really might fill that gap again. You know I'm a witness to the things I've seen and time my head lighter than it's ever been. And anyone who's ever had sweet potato pie really don't
want again again.
No, they won't
want again.
Would you give me some sweet potato? That's what I need, sweet potatoes. Ooh, gonna whoop it up into a big pie. Gonna be, got to be. Make some ever loving sweet potato pie. Ooh, go on down to the produce section, yes. Make it over to the produce section, girl. To the grocery store, go on to the produce section, yes. Go to the produce section. You're gonna pick me up some of these big jams.
Let's see, where does that put me? Why don't I just like figure this out while I'm not on mic instead of waiting? Oh, I need something, that's why. Hold tight.
Everybody just hold tight. I forgot completely.
I'm such a terrible person. You'd think after 31 years I'd have this down. Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary. And tonight's Weasel Radio Obituary is for George Mantelis, a singer from the Four Coins. Where did it go? They started out after or during a trip to Cincinnati set up by a local orchestra leader, Lee Barrett. They were originally called the Four Keys, and in this trip to Cincinnati, they were discovered by Columbia Records exec. Danny Kessler. You gotta love that part of the story. Because that's pretty much the story. Let's see, do I have a date? Yes, George Mantelis just passed away at 81. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
For me, and maybe it was meant to be, and maybe you'll come back to me someday. Maybe I'll be on
by yourself, and maybe you'll come back to me someday. I get lonely thinking of you, but I've got a feeling you are lonely too, and maybe you will realize that true love never really dies, and maybe you'll come back to me someday. If you remember dreaming those dreams, and if you remember scheming all those schemes, then maybe you were meant for me, and maybe it was meant to be, and maybe you'll come back to me someday.
Ultimate Radio Obituary is for Jim Lowe, the American singer-songwriter best known for his 1956 number one hit song, Green Door. He was also a DJ and radio host, and that was ultimately considered an expert on popular music of the 40s and 50s. Jim Lowe just passed away at 93. It's the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's darker and get some music on the radio. We'll get a top DJ and I hear him play our favorite records while I hold you tight. And when I kiss you smack, I'll get a kiss right back later on tonight. When the light is right this evening, later on tonight, this whole world will start to leave it. Later on tonight, I'm gonna hold you tight, we're gonna love just right.
Ultimate Radio Obituary is for Carl Hendricks of the Carl Hendricks Trio. Also, not just an indie rock musician, also another record store owner, Soundcat Records in Philly, and a fiction writer. Carl Hendricks just passed away at 46. It's the Antepenultimate Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I can tell it's wrong for that, and I don't need to tell me how to do my past. I can tell it's not what's looking, I don't need to tell.
penultimate radio obituary is for Ronald Bingo Mundy, vocalist for the Marcells. He's best known, or they're best known, for their hit Blue Moon, and he was the one singing the background refrain of Moon, 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 Moon. Bingo Mundy just passed away at 76. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I love you.
Really need your love.
Concludes tonight's radio obituaries and this episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. Stay tuned, of course, for the archive coming up at the end of tonight's episode. They've been doing a great job, so I hope you stay tuned. And of course, we'll be back here next week with the 32nd year of Bubbles in the Think Tank in full force. Thanks all for being here tonight on our 31st anniversary. I really appreciate it. Thanks once again to Chuck Yu for filling in last week and taking care of all of your stick-shaking action needs in my absence. But tonight's ultimate radio obituary is for Hode O'Brien. I think it's Hode. I'm going to say Hode. Hode O'Brien, the American jazz pianist, also one-time operator of the St. James Infirmary Jazz Club in New York City back in the 70s. Hode O'Brien just passed away at 80, and it's the ultimate radio obituary, and also wrapping up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Rest.
other life. North and east and south and west of your life. I have only one request of your life, that you'll spend it with me. It may take a kiss or two.